Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling.
The Money Pit is presented by Dush Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hope you guys are having an awesome day. Are you ready to take on some home improvement projects? Well, whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you're going to hire a pro, we are here to help you get those projects done. If you got a question about a project you'd like to tackle, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, painting is a popular project and one that can be made a lot easier if you know just a few tricks of the trades that pros use every day. We'll share those trade secrets in just a bit.
And for a home to be healthy, it's got to breathe. That's why ventilation is important. But if your home is energy efficient, could it potentially be too airtight for healthy living? Yeah, we're going to explain in just a bit.
And replacing your front door is a project that can increase both your home's value and its curb appeal, not to mention its security. We'll share tips on how to get that project done.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. What are you guys working on this beautiful spring weekend? We are creeping into May. It's going to be summer before you know it. So let's get your homes in tip-top shape so you can actually maybe enjoy a summer weekend or two without doing projects. Give us a call and let us know what you are working on.
Reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, because if you do, not only will you get the answer to your home improvement question, but we're giving away a great product from our friends at Deich Coating. It's the Spreadstone Decorative Concrete Resurfacing Kit. You guys have an ugly section of concrete. Maybe it's a porch. Maybe it's a patio. This is the solution. It's a stone coating system that completely restores it, and it just looks absolutely beautiful. So you can do it in a weekend. We're giving one away on today's program. It's worth $155.
Hitting up the East Coast today, we've got Dawn on the line who's got a question about her garage. What's going on?
Well, when the house was built, there was a trim put around both garage doors, which electronically open and close. But at the very bottom in each corner, there's a space. It's about 1.5 to 2 inches. Mice come in and out of there, so I put some steel wool in there. But I need to add a piece of the trim to the bottom of both corners because water comes in when it comes in a certain direction, and I can't figure out whether I should get a piece of trim and cut it and glue it up there or screw it up there or replace the whole thing.
Okay, so when you say trim, there's several different pieces of trim that go around a garage door. There's the jamb, which is like the side pieces, and then there's the weather stripping, and then which goes on the side piece and against the door, and then there's the molding at the outside, which is like a very wide trim, a casing called brick mold. So what What are you referring to when you say trim?
This would be more like weather stripping.
Okay, so the weather stripping between the side of the side jamb and the door itself. So you're going to have a hard time getting a small piece of that stuff to stick. So I would say your options are to replace the entire vertical piece, which is, you know, not that big of a deal to do. Or if you were to try to cut, if you were trying to cut a new piece in, what you'd have to do is make that at least a foot or two long, and you'd have a seam in it, and you would basically have to go to the piece that's there now, cut it clean about, you know, a foot or two off the ground, then put another piece in. You can't just put an inch and a half piece in because it's not going to stick. Can't nail it. It's just too small.
Oh,
so I'd replace the whole piece of weather stripping. Okay.
All right. Easy enough to do. Thank you so much, sir. And Leslie, have a great day.
You too.
Take care. Right. Bye-bye.
Let's head on down south to Florida where we've got Scott on the line who wants to do some bathroom reconfiguration. What's going on?
Hi, guys. So my daughter has a master bathroom with a stand-up shower and a toilet, and she wants me to try and flip those two. So in other words, move the toilet drain to where the shower is and vice versa. Huh. But, of course, it's on the first floor, and it's a concrete slab. So I'm not doing the work myself, but I'm looking at and asking you guys if it's something that you think is worthwhile cost-wise. If it's going to cost me more in headaches, getting someone to come in and chop up the concrete to go ahead and flip all that plumbing, and then I can redo the, you know, the finishing touches, obviously, when they're done.
Well, you know what, Scott? I'm sure you're a great dad, but you and I wouldn't take on that project. I just don't think it's worth it. It's a massive job. Massive. You know, it would be hard if you had a wood framed floor to do this job, but with concrete, you got to, as you say, you got to break it all out, and you're going to break out a lot more than what you think to simply move that toilet drain over a couple of feet or however many feet you got to move it. It's a big job. Yeah. It's a really big job. What is wrong with the configuration now that she dislikes it so much?
So when you walk in, the toilet is right to the right-hand side when you walk in.
Right.
And the shower is in the back wall, and it's a lot of wasted space in the shower is really what it comes down to. There's so much. It's like half the space of the shower is really like a shelf.
Right.
As opposed to being usable. So I might just reconfigure that for them and put a second shower head in. That might be more efficient use of the space, would you think?
Yeah, possibly. I'm having trouble envisioning what the layout is right now, but I'll give you an example. When I moved into my last house, we had a bathtub on the first floor, which, of course, we never used. So I turned that into a shower and a closet, and we use both now a lot. So I think those sorts of solutions make more sense. But moving, flipping the position of a toilet and a shower drain is just a huge job, and I can't imagine it would be worth it.
Yeah, I appreciate the advice. Thanks so much for calling.
Now you can blame us, Scott, and you know, not take the blame for yourself.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Take care. Bye.
This is the Money Pit. What are you working on this wonderful weekend? Well, whatever it is, reach out so we can lend a hand and get your project done and get you back to weekending. Coming up, have you ever had a paint project that just didn't dry right, or it wouldn't cover a stain, or maybe it peeled off faster than it should have? We're going to share some solutions to these paint predicaments next.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a roof replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to costly roof replacement. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped over 60,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of roof replacement. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Marble Dream, Lux Rock, and Spread Stone countertop kits. Available online at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? I know it's a beautiful weekend. You probably got kids' sports and you want to get out there and be in the garden. But whatever you are doing, let us take a moment to help you make your money pit the best place ever. You know, from enhancing your curb appeal to creating the perfect indoor oasis, every episode of the Money Pit podcast is packed with actionable insights to make your home improvement dreams a reality. So subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and embark on your journey to home renovation success.
Well, we're all spending a lot of time outside now, but if your concrete porch or patio needs an update, we are giving away a great product that can do just that.
That's right. We've got the Spreadstone Decorative Concrete Resurfacing Kit. Now, it's a pre-mixed factory-tinted stone coating system that locks onto the concrete, and it's going to produce a surface that's super durable but really nice to look at. Application is really fast and simple. You don't have to be an artist. You just roll on the coatings, and you're going to get a beautiful new stone surface. Plus, it comes in five great colors, so you're going to find something that works for your home. It retails for $155, and it can cover 100 square feet of space. Make sure you check it out at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
That Spreadstone Decorative Concrete Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coatings is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us right now with your questions at MoneyPit.com/ask. Or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Got Nancy from Little Rock on the line who's dealing with some plumbing issues at their Money Pit. What's going on?
We've got a 22-year-old house, and about a month ago, only the cold water in the master bathroom got a real bitter taste. And even a tiny sip is just enough to really make you feel sick. I've just quit using it for drinking. I will get my water out of the hot water tap before it gets hot. And that's what I'll use to rinse my mouth and everything, brushing my teeth.
What about the other faucets in your house? Do they have the same issue?
None of the rest of them have any problems like that at all. They seem to be going just fine. The upstairs bath, the kitchen, the hall bathroom don't have any issues with the taste of the water.
Mm-hmm. And you have an ice maker with a water line, too? Anything there that's unusual?
Yes, the ice maker, just all of a sudden here, a few weeks ago, I started getting almost blue ice cubes.
Oh, wow.
I poured the ice out, and I threw away the blue ice cubes, and then I poured the ice out, and it ran, and I got clear ice cubes, but I poured them out and got some more, and it seems to be doing fine. I haven't seen it come back.
That's very unusual. I've got a couple of ideas, but I'm not convinced that they're absolutely right. I think what I would do here, are you on city water or are you on well water?
We are on city water.
All right. So I would report this to the water company and request that they test the water at your house. And secondly, I think you should test the water by hopping online and finding a good comprehensive water test kit. They're not expensive, and they'll test for a whole host of contaminants. And test that water and see what comes back. And if you ever see something odd again, like with the nasty tasting water, if you taste that cold water, it tastes really bad right away, grab some of that water, send that in for a test. I would do a little research on your own by testing the water to see if we can figure out what's going on, because it certainly doesn't sound right. I don't think, I mean, sometimes fixtures deteriorate and you get more metal leach into the water. I don't know that that's happening here. It wouldn't hurt to replace the fixture in the master bath, but I'd really be concerned about what the condition of the water is in the whole house. So I would start right there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
We've got Kenny from Ohio on the line, who's dealing with a new house and some interesting things going on there. Tell us about it. Also, congrats.
It's a two-story house, and when I'm downstairs looking up at the ceiling of the second level, I can almost see the outlines of all the studs. And I've looked up online, and I think it's something that might be called ghosting.
Yep.
And I'm just not sure what to do with it, and just looking for some advice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called ghosting, and basically what it is if you think about what happens to warm air, it rises, right? So if you have dust in the air, or if you like to burn candles or do a lot of cooking, and you get some smoke that gets into that air, it's going to stick to the cooler parts of the ceiling above. And the bottom of the joist is going to be cooler than the drywall itself, especially when you're talking about a floor structure that's between two heated areas of the house. Sometimes you'll see it at the second floor as well if you don't have enough insulation between the floor joists. Now, in your case, you can't really insulate, so it's really just going to be a maintenance issue for you. So what I would say to do is when you're ready to paint that ceiling, I would prime it. Make sure you use a good quality primer, because that will seal in anything that's there. And then a good quality top coat. That's a ceiling paint. You don't want to use anything that has any sheen to it, or you'll have other issues. You'll see like nail pops and cracks and weird things that happen when the drywall was installed. But if it's flat, you won't see that. But make sure it's a washable flat. And this way, what you could do is you could take a clean sponge mop, hold it upside down, get it damp, and literally wipe the ceiling down when that starts to build up.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. That's doable for me. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck, Kenny. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when it comes to painting, the pros that do this every day perfect their techniques over time and develop a level of expertise that most of us who just paint once in a while probably won't ever pick up. But we're going to share some of those pro painting secrets to give you a hand.
Yeah, and let's start with a key element of any paint project, the primer. Primer is what makes sure that paint sticks and can also hide whatever you're trying to cover up. The tip is to tint that primer. You can choose a gray or a color that's similar to the finished paint and compare it to the plain white primer. It may do a better job of covering that existing paint color, so the finish coat will be more vibrant and will require fewer top coats.
All right. Now, if you're wanting to avoid those ugly brush marks, the secret to a finish that's free of lap and brush marks is mixing a paint extender, it's also called a paint conditioner, into your paint, because this is two things. First of all, it slows down that paint's drying time, so that's going to give you a longer window to overlap those just painted areas without getting those ugly lap marks that you can sometimes see. You know, when you paint over a dried part and it kind of darkens the color, it's definitely noticeable when it happens. Second, that paint extender is going to level out the paint, so brush strokes are virtually eliminated. I mean, it's pretty amazing. Normally, you brush on the paint, you can see all the lines from the brush. But with the conditioner, it's like glass. Like, it's really lovely.
All right, let's talk about how to make sure we don't leave a lot of paint behind on the floors and furniture. This one might surprise you, but I can tell you this. Pro painters do not use bed sheets as chalk gloss, and neither should you. Thin sheets just don't stop splatters and spills from seeping through your flooring. And plastic contains the spills, but it keeps the paint wet for a long time. So what happens? You end up walking through the wet paint, and then you track that all over the house. So what's the solution? It's canvas. It's not slippery, and it'll absorb splatters. It's still a good idea to wipe up large spills, but with the canvas, it really does a great job. So get canvas drop cloths when you're doing the painting.
Now, how about when you get the paint on the brush? There's actually a trick to that, too. So to get the most mileage out of a single fill-up and make fewer trips back to that paint container, pros kind of take on this load-and-go approach. Now, they load the bottom inch and a half of their brush with paint and then tap each side against the inside of the container to kind of knock off those heavy drips, and then they start painting. But a homeowner kind of takes this load and dump technique when they're doing it. They kind of drag that loaded brush along the sides of the container and then kind of wipe off all the paint. It really doesn't do any good to just dunk your brush in the paint and then immediately take it off the brush.
And finally, let's talk about painter's tape. If you want to stop paint from bleeding through, do a thorough job of adhering the painter's tape before you start. So after you apply the tape, just run a putty knife over the top to press it down for a good, tight seal. And with that, you should be good to go for a very successful painting project.
Heading over to Connecticut, where we've got George working on a flooring project. Tell us about it.
Well, I have a family room. It measures 26 by 16, and it's over a dry basement.
Okay.
And I was thinking of putting in wood flooring and replacing the wall-to-wall carpet.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you had any ideas of how to proceed and what kind of wood flooring would you recommend?
So do you want to use natural wood flooring, or do you want to use a product that's like a vinyl plank that looks like wood, or a hybrid stone that looks like wood, or even a ceramic plank that looks like wood?
Yeah, I think it would be better to go with natural wood. I think that would be a bigger return when I go to sell the house.
Sure, yeah. So I don't see any issues with you using a pre-finished hardwood. You know, there are lots of great brands out there in the finishing today, and the factory finishes are terrific. You know, they're really more durable than you can put on your own if you did natural and sanded it and then refinished it. So I would look at the pre-finished wood products. Many of them are much easier to install also than traditional hardwood floor. And so you could take a look at LL Flooring. You could take a look at Mohawk is in the hard surface flooring business now, and choose one of them. And you mentioned the basement is dry. That's good. If you had a real damp space, I'd be more concerned about warping. But the most important thing will be for you to get that subfloor ready. So once you pull the carpet out and you pull the tackless, which is the little spiky strips that help you stretch it around the perimeter out, what I would recommend you do is the floor was probably nailed down. It's probably a plywood subfloor. It's probably nailed down.
That's correct.
I would put screws in every sheet of plywood. I would use the probably 2.5-inch drywall style screws that you put in with a drill or a driver. And I would go, you know, near the nails. And I would re-screw, re-secure every board, because what that's going to do is prevent any movement or squeaks in the future. The last thing you want to have happen is you do this, and then you find a noisy spot after it's under the hardwood.
One thing to consider is the room is pretty much perfectly square except for in front of the fireplace.
Okay.
So, you know, I hesitate to use anything that would, you know, where you'd have short strips of wood. It'd be nice to be able to get, you know, 8 or 8-foot strips for a lot of it, because it's all going to show, and there's no closets to hold to hide the short pieces. Is there anything that I could look for or any brand that would give you longer strips?
Not that I've seen, but I think it's real important to pay attention to the pattern, and that's something that a skilled hardwood installer would be looking for, but there's no reason that you can't do it, so that you avoid. You know, when you take every box out, it's going to have about the same mix of wood lengths in it, board lengths in it, and you want to make sure that you're alternating those seams and that you're alternating the short pieces with the longer pieces as you go. And I think if you do that across the whole floor, you may be conscious of this, but I don't think it's going to be noticeable.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Some very good information.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, having an energy-efficient home can increase your comfort and decrease your expenses, but a home that's too tight can be unhealthy. We're going to explain when the Money Pit continues.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
4062.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, now we've got Belinda who wants to talk electricity. What kind of electrical work are you doing over there?
I live in a house that was built in 1971, so there were no GFI outlets then. And little by little, you know, I've been adding them. So my question is, I have a couple more, you know, that I want in bathrooms and all. When a GFI outlet is added, does it need its own circuit breaker, or is it okay if they splice it into an existing wire?
No, it does not need its own circuit breaker. In fact, the ground fault breaker is a circuit breaker. Now, there's two types of GFCI devices that are most common. One's built into the outlet, and the other one actually is a circuit breaker with a ground fault circuitry built into it. With an older house, typically you're just going to replace the outlet with one that is a GFCI outlet, and an electrician that knows what they're doing should be able to handle that. I always suggest that you test it yourself by using the test button, and if possible, there's a little electrical tester that's in the shape of a plug that tells you a lot of information. All you do is stick this thing in, and it has lights on it, and the lights will tell you if it's grounded. It'll tell you if the polarity is reversed, which means the wires have been put in backwards, and it'll also enable you to test the ground fault outside of the breaker itself, so which is a better test. It's kind of like what happens if you have a bad appliance plugged into it. So it's definitely something that can be done after the fact, and you don't have to do it at the breaker itself.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't need its own dedicated line down to the circuit breaker. Okay. And this tester you're saying is something I should buy to have in my own toolbox in my house?
Yeah, it's called an outlet tester. Yeah, they're like, I don't know, $10. They're really cheap. It looks like a small plug, you know, three-prong plug, and you just plug it in. You'll see there's lights on it and a little push button. And when you read the instructions, you'll see it'll tell you if everything's wired right.
And then the way to test my GFI outlet that I have, you just press that red button.
Yeah, it should click off, right, and be dead, basically.
Thank you.
Well, guys, an energy-efficient home can save homeowners big on energy and cash, but since they're so airtight, they often require extra ventilation to make sure you're maintaining a healthy indoor air environment. And that's where mechanical ventilation steps in. Now, it seems counterintuitive to think that we have to let air into a building when for hundreds of years we've done nothing but chase out the drafts.
Yeah, so homes of the past were kind of naturally leaky and let enough outside air in, and that ventilation definitely helps get rid of contaminants ranging from chemicals in the building material and furniture to germs and toxins. But new energy-efficient homes don't have those little gaps and voids where those drafts could slip through, and as a result, we have to strategically bring fresh air inside without undoing the home's efficiency.
Right, so if you want to bring fresh air in without wasting energy, there are really two approaches you should consider. First is a heat recovery ventilation system, or HRV. It pulls in fresh air while exhausting stale air, but it allows the heat found within that stale air to preheat that incoming fresh air. So basically, as an added bonus, you use less energy bringing outdoor air up to room temperature. It does require a fan to run continually. Now, the next option is an ERV, or energy recovery ventilator. It does everything an HRV does, but it goes a little further. It captures humidity from the air, and an ERV is generally better for warmer climates. So how do you decide between the two? Well, it really depends on your moisture levels. If your house is more humid in the winter, an HRV is a better choice. Bottom line, pick your best option, and you'll enjoy much cleaner and healthier air.
Taking a local call from Steve in New York, who's dealing with a heating question. What's going on?
I used to have a steam heat system in my house with the old radiators.
Okay.
My house is probably from the 1890s, and I was thinking about the radiators that have been removed, and I've been heating with, like, just a direct vent heat system, you know, one of them gas wall units. And I was thinking about trying to put forced air in that house, but I have no way to get through the, you know, the bottom of the first floor or, like, the second floor because I have, like, soap plates in the wall. I was wondering if you got any ideas what I can do for a heat system instead of putting steam back in here. Because I'd like to put central air in the house, too.
Right, so you want to have a ducted system that where you can have heat
right.
And air. And you say that you used to have these steam radiators, but you took those out. That's kind of a shame because steam radiators and steam heat in general is a pretty warm and wonderful way to heat a house.
Well, I still have the radiators downstairs, and I could put them back in. That was my other question, too. Should I just go back to the steam radiators and the steam boiler and just forget the air condition.
To restore the steam heating system, you would have the benefit of warm, moist, and comfortable heat in the winter. Your air conditioning system would be a separate ducted system. Now, there's two ways to do this. You can use a traditional ducting system, which would run in through your walls, or you say it's difficult because of the way the walls are constructed now. But in some cases, I know I have a house that's a little bit older than yours, and when I put in air conditioning, we were able to run them ducts in closets and places like that, so they weren't quite so obvious without going through the walls itself. But there's another system I'd like you to look into called Space Pack, spelled P-A-K, S-P-A-C-P-A-K.com, spacepack.com. This is a system that is a high-velocity, low-volume design. So the ducts of a Space Pack system are only like 3.5-inch or so tubes, and they can be inside wall and floor cavities very easily. You don't have to have the big ducts, and what they do is they move air through at a faster speed. That's why they're called high velocity, and they still do a great job of cooling the place. So that's another option for you in terms of getting air conditioning, but again, it's a separate system than the heating system that you have now. And of course, the third option is just to go with ducts all the way. And putting in a forced air system won't be as comfortable as the hot water, but it would be less expensive than two systems. But you're going to have to find a very talented HVAC contractor that understands this is an old historic home, and he can't just go tearing things wide open. He's got to be creative and strategic about how he gets the ducts into each place in the house.
Do you recommend a baseboard electric heat at all?
No, it will cost you an arm and a leg, especially in New York.
Yeah.
The very most expensive way to heat a house.
Okay, I thought the electric baseboard came down in price, but I guess I'm wrong on that.
It's not the baseboard that comes down in price. The equipment is cheap. It's electricity.
Yeah,
that costs you.
I thought they were cheaper to run today, but I guess I'm wrong.
Yeah. No. All right, Steve, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you'd like to take on one remodeling project that can increase the value of your home and improve curb appeal for years to come, installing a new front door can do both. We're going to have tips when the Money Pit continues.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a roof replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to costly roof replacement. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped over 60,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of roof replacement. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Making making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to unlock your home's potential? Well, then dive on into the Money Pit podcast and get expert tips to turn your house into a home and tackle any home project with confidence. Follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, you're thinking of sprucing up your outdoor living space this spring? We've got a great giveaway that can help you do just that.
That's right. We've got the Spreadstone Decorative Concrete Resurfacing Kit, which is a pre-mixed factory-tinted stone coating system, and it goes right onto the concrete. You don't have to be an artist. It simply goes on so beautifully. It comes in five colors, so you're going to find something that works for your money pit. Check it out, because it retails for $155, and it can cover 100 square feet of space. Look at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com, and check it on out.
That Spreadstone Decorative Concrete Resurfacing Kit from Daish is going out to one lucky listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask.
Heading to the northwest of Montana, where Dave is on the line. He's got a question about ceiling countertops. Well, how can we help you?
I have granite countertops myself, and I've talked to the people that install granite countertops around here, and they all say it's a rock. It doesn't need to be sealed, and they have no product that they'll sell me. I guess maybe they want to come into my house and do it themselves. But
yeah, well, I mean, my experience, and Leslie, you can share yours, but my experience has been that granite does, in fact, need to be sealed, especially when foods like coffee or tomato sauce or things like that get spilled on them, because they stain. They become they absorb the colors of those stains. And so the sealants on the granite, yeah, it's stone, but it doesn't mean it's not going to absorb whatever falls upon it. So yeah, I think it does need to be sealed. And sure, there's do-it-yourself sealing products and there's professional sealing products, but it's definitely a surface that has to be sealed.
And they are supposed to be resealed. And the lighter the color, the more often they are supposed to be sealed. Granite is a harder surface than marble, so requires like a different type of sealant and a different sort of type of frequency to sealing. I don't do my granite countertops as often as I should. I've had them in the house 16 years. I've probably sealed them 3 times. I think the recommendation is every 2 to 3 years. And I notice little spots where it does, you know, chip out or the things where the sealant's wearing. But Tom's right. If it's a lighter color, you need to make sure that it remains sealed constantly, because oil and sauces and wine will stain the heck out of it if it's not sealed properly.
I think the secret is to choose a granite top that looks like oil and sauces and wine, and then you're kind of covered, right?
Yeah, yeah. So is there something, some kind of a product that you recommend that has a certain additive or a certain chemical makeup that would be best to use? Because, I mean, I'm not going to pay these guys a lot of money to come out every couple of years. I've had it done, oh, 2 or 3 times in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And so it tells me that it does need to be done if they're coming out to my place to do it.
So there are a number of commercial products that are perfect for do-it-yourselfers. One is called Granite Gold. Product's been around a long time. I don't know if what you've been using, Leslie. Have you done this yourself? Have you hired somebody to do it?
I know. I have the company that, you know, installed the granite all those years ago come and do it. And they always reprimand me for not doing it soon.
Well, of course, because they need the work. But
right.
You can be the judge of that. There's a lot of consumer products that are available that would do a fine job, if nothing else, for maintaining it before having it professionally done. I don't think there's anything to be lost by doing it yourself. You know, you could pick up a bottle of Granite Gold for like $20-25 and probably do your whole tops.
Well, I'll look into that.
All right. Well, listen, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us. It's a good question. A lot of folks are confused by that, so we're happy to address it.
Well, if you'd like to take on one remodeling project that can increase the value of your home and improve curb appeal for years to come, installing a new front entry can do both.
Yep. Surveys show that installing a new front entry to your home can deliver a dramatic boost in what home buyers think your home is worth, and that leads to a lot more interest at the time of sale.
Yeah, now doors are available in wood or steel, but new fiberglass entry doors can look so much like real wood that it's totally hard to tell the difference. Now, they're also far more energy efficient than both wood or steel doors, and often they come with multi-point locks that make them almost impossible to break into.
True, but installing a new door is not for the inexperienced home improver, and it's best left to a pro. Removing the old door opens your home up to the elements, and you get surprises like rot or insect damage that are often found. Plus, home security or electrical wiring all require special care, and pros know how to install a door that won't shift and become hard to operate no matter how much settlement your home goes through or no matter what the weather might be. And this way, you'll get many years of hassle-free use. We did this improvement to my home probably 10 years ago. We removed steel entry doors, and we put in fiberglass doors. And like you said, Leslie, we got the multi-point locks, which is kind of like, I think of it as like a bank door, right? You have pins at the top of the door, pins at the side of the door, really big, heavy hinges. And then the fiberglass itself, I haven't touched it with a paintbrush in over 10 years now because it just holds the paint really, really well, and it looks like a wood door. So for all those reasons, we really love our doors. Plus, I've got a feature called a venting side light. So think of it as like a half-wide screen door. You know, it's a regular side light, but when you open it up, there's a narrow screen in there, which just serves as a nice way to ventilate the house. So all good reasons to consider upgrading or updating your home's doors with a fiberglass door.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call and let us know what you are working on. We'd love to help you take those projects off your to-do list and put them on your done list. I like the sound of that. Coming up, do your pipes shake and rattle when you use the sink? Well, the solution is simple, and that's next on the Money Pit.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Wherever you get your podcast.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get the projects done that you'd like to take on around your house. Reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
John wrote into Team Money Pit and says, my house was built in 1976, and whenever the cold water is running, there's a pulsating in the water pressure and the pipes shake. This just started today, and I'm wondering what might be causing this problem.
Well, John, when pipes start to make those sorts of noises, the shake, the rattles, the rolls, the banging, it's almost always caused by the same thing, and that is that the pipes are loose. Now, over time, the brackets that support those pipes and hold them against the framing of your house, and you'll see this in the basement crawl space most commonly because they go through the walls. Obviously, you can't see there. But in those areas, those brackets get loose and the pipes start to move. And that, coupled with the fact that water, as it moves through the pipe, is very heavy, so that weight sloshes around and causes the pipes to have some minds of their own sometimes, the way they shake and they rattle. So what you need to do is pick up some additional pipe clamps and go ahead and strap those pipes down and tighten them up, or you could even tighten up the ones that are there now. Sometimes the nails will back out a little bit and loosen up, but if you secure those pipes against the frame, I think that the noise will go down considerably, if not completely.
All right, now Cindy wrote in saying, my dog loves running the fence line with the other dogs on all three sides of us. She kicks up quite a mess. What's the safest thing to put around the perimeter of the yard that won't hurt her paws or cause her to slide and get hurt? Well, it's nice that you have some fun dog neighbors that your pupper loves to play with. I mean, I think it probably could really benefit from some sort of, not exactly like a moss, but like one of those low plant things that are almost walkable, that you can find in any local garden center that's great for your area of the country and your zone and your, you know, amount of sunlight. But they're low, they're green, they work really nicely to kind of just fill the space, but they're super durable. So I imagine that would be great. The other thing I would suggest is turf. We have a turf yard. The dog can't mess it up at all. Even the kids can't mess it up, which makes me really happy because they were both doing terrible things to the yard, and now they don't.
Yeah. You want to watch out, though, for paved or sandy surfaces because they can get too hot for your pet to walk uncomfortably, and watch out for tiny pebbles or thorns or gravel that can get caught in between those paws to make sure your pet play area also includes grass, because that is the perfect product for pets to romp in. And as Leslie said, if you get turf grass, well, it's even easier.
The turf is excellent. I mean, it does get hot, so I'm not going to lie. Like, that could be your area of concern, especially with the pup if you get a ton of sunlight in the backyard. But it's warm, but, I mean, we've never had issue with it. We didn't use the black sort of rubber pellets in between it. We used sand, so it does keep it on the cooler side. It's not like when you go to the kids' soccer game on a turf field and it's just on fire on your ankles. And because I have a small yard, it wasn't terribly expensive. So maybe even just do a channel of turf around the three sides of the yard. But definitely, as Tom said, nothing hard, nothing that could definitely, you know, hurt the pup. We don't want that.
Hey, here's a question. Is it weird, though, seeing the bright green turf grass, like, in the middle of winter?
No, it's better than the muddy dirt areas in the summer. And it's not like I have it out front. Now, believe me, I have some friends who live, you know, in different parts of the island, and they know people who've put it on the front yard, and that's weird. It's because it's bright and it's green all the time. So definitely keep it in the backyard. That's like your little secret.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending this part of your spring weekend with us. Now that you've listened, you can spend the rest of the weekend working on the projects that you're trying to get done, hopefully with some of the ideas that we passed on to you. But if you've got questions, or maybe you got a project we didn't cover today, you can reach out anytime at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or just post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Until we talk again, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body. Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The best shows, the best hosts, the best guests, the hot topics. On the web, via satellite, social media, and on the radio. It's in our name, Radio America.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. Again, that's 800-440-0851.
Thanks to research, there have been recent declines in lung cancer death rates. Unfortunately, many groups are still underrepresented in clinical research trials, such as Black Americans. That's why the American Lung Association encourages all lung cancer patients, including Black Americans, to speak with their health care providers about clinical trials so that all people affected by cancer can equally benefit from the latest science and treatments. Learn more at lung.org. That's lung.org.
Radon is present at high levels in many homes, schools, and other buildings, and is the second leading cause of lung cancer. That's why the American Lung Association, the EPA, and other groups are partnering to raise awareness about the health risks and what you can do. It's easy to test for radon. In fact, do-it-yourself kits are both simple to use and inexpensive. Learn more at lung.org/radon. That's lung.org/radon.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you suffering from too much house? Is your house too big for your current needs and you want to simplify your life? If you want to sell your house and downsize, or if you've inherited a property you don't need, then call my friends at the Home Buying Network today for a fast cash offer. We've helped hundreds of people just like you who want to sell a house and downsize fast, with no real estate commissions, fees, or other normal house selling hassles. We make selling your house easy. We don't list your house, we buy it for fast cash. In most cases, our specialists can buy your house in just a few days or when you want. Make this free call now to downsize your house and get a fast cash offer.
Paid for by the Sierra Group. Call 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. That's 800-930-1737.
Hey, you! Ever wanted to learn a language like French or Spanish or even Norwegian but thought it'd be too difficult or time-consuming? Then try Babbel. Quick 10-minute lessons.
Siesta.
Babbel. Games, podcasts, even live online classes with a real teacher.
Hola, clase.
In no time, chatting about real-life topics will feel, well, effortless. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Radio.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Deutsch Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, guys, what are you working on this beautiful spring weekend? If you are in your house, if you're in your yard, if you're thinking about taking on some projects to improve your outdoor living space, maybe spruce up your kitchen, spruce up your bathroom, maybe do a big remodeling project, maybe do a little project. We don't care if you're hanging a picture or changing out your kitchen. If you've got a project in mind and need some help, we'd love to talk with you about just that. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or go to moneypit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button, and post your question. Coming up on today's program, are you a do-it-yourselfer but need better do-it-yourself workspace? We're going to share some tips to create a productive and efficient garage workspace to handle projects both big and small.
And it's one of your favorite foods, or maybe your kid's favorite. I'm talking about pizza. Can you imagine being able to grow all of your favorite pizza toppings right in your backyard? Well, you can with your own pizza garden. We're going to have some tips on how you can do just that in a bit.
And could germs actually be lurking in your laundry? It might seem counterintuitive, but for the health, safety, and cleanliness of your family, it's important to actually wash your washing machine. We're going to tell you how to deep clean your machines just ahead.
I mean, imagine that. All that water and soap and you still have to clean it. But first, guys, our focus is you. We want to know what you want to know. So if there's a DIY project on your to-do list, let us help you make it a DI-done project. So let us know what you're working on so we can lend a hand.
Call us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, now we've got Karen in Pennsylvania on the line who wants to add a railing to a porch. Tell us about it.
Okay, when we built this home, they put in a prefab hollow porch step, okay?
Okay.
A wider porch and then two steps that go down at our front door.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband wants to put a railing on it. Would it be sturdy enough to put a screw in a post to put the railing in to screw it? The one will be attached onto the house that is brick, and the other one would be going into that hollow porch. Would that be sturdy enough to do that?
Well, I think it can be sturdy enough if you use the right attaching points and the right type of screws. Now, when you're going into any kind of masonry, so for the house as well with the brick and the hollow concrete steps, you would use something called a tapcon, which is just a very specialized type of screw that's meant to go into a masonry surface. And the way sort of the grooves are on the stem of the screw itself is they're tighter together, they're a little thicker, so they'll really bite into that masonry and really grab a hold. So if you use something like that, which is appropriate for that location, it should have no problem as long as you get the right weight, the right length, you know, depending on that situation. You can find it at any home center. They come in, you know, just a couple or in a larger box. Some of them need a specialized bit. Sometimes you need a hammer drill just to sort of get into that masonry surface first to allow space for that screw. But, I mean, it's generally an easy project and, you know, just a little bit of time and a little bit of effort.
Yeah, they're very distinctive. They're a blue color. And by the way, if it turns out that hollow step just doesn't have enough meat in it, so to speak, to attach, the other option here is just to drop the post in front of the step or to the side of the step, depending on how it lines up, you know, with the rest of your house, and just set a post in the soil. To do that, you would simply use a post hole digger and dig down about 3 feet. You would stick a wood post in there, and then you could pour a concrete mix by Quikrete that's available in the red bag. It's called Fast Setting Concrete. You pour it in there dry. Now, you don't have to mix it up first. You pour it in there dry. Make sure the post is nice and level. And then you water it like you're watering a plant. You just put some water in the hole, and it hardens for you. And then you could adjust the height of it. You could cut it down the size, and that would be then supported by the soil. So if it turns out the step is just not possible for you to support the post there, you could always do it by setting the post directly in grade. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your answer. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
All right. Now we've got Mike on the line who's super chilly in Chicago, and he's got a question about insulation. What's going on?
My wife and I are first-time homeowners. We bought a house last year that was built in 1910. It is a classic Chicago two-flat that was converted into a single-family home. It's a flat roof made out of brick. You know, I have a scoping camera that I've been poking around and behind nooks and crannies and walls and things like that. I'm pretty convinced that there's no insulation in the walls. So what are my options here? You know, moisture is a concern. It's my understanding that brick needs to breathe. You know, do we have an option of putting insulation in? If so, what type? You know, what concerns might there be? What questions might we want to ask? And is it a matter of, you know, do you need to tear out the drywall and fill the insulation in, or can it just be packed in the cavity there? So those are the types of questions I'm wading through. What are my options? What it might look like? How would you go about this? Thanks so much.
Mike, I love the fact, first of all, that you own a boroscope. that's a tool that the only folks that own those are home inspectors like me, where we have these cameras that you can use and look into walls and around outlets. They're very fun. So I'm glad you got one of those. So now that you used it, and you're going to find more things to do as a result of that, including insulating these brick walls. Now, unfortunately, you have some limited options here. Typically, brick walls, obviously, as you know, were not insulated. The fact that you have a double wall was all the insulation you get. If you did want to insulate those walls, your only option is really to take the drywall down inside your house and then to apply rigid foam insulation, sheet insulation, to those walls and then put the drywall back. That is something that is obviously, you know, pretty disruptive process. There's a lot of work to be done. But the other thing you could do is focus on all the things that you can control. So, for example, let's talk about drafts. You know, you can seal those windows inside and out by caulking the exterior perimeter and the interior perimeter. I usually caulk both sides of the trim on the inside to cut down on drafts. You could replace windows if they're drafty, obviously, and get new Energy Star windows. If you have outlets and light switches and that sort of thing on exterior walls, make sure that you're putting gaskets behind them. There are switch gaskets and outlet gaskets. Comes in all sorts of shapes and sizes. They're very inexpensive, $1 or $2 a piece. They'll help seal out those drafts. And you mentioned you had some insulation in the attic. I would quantify that and see how much insulation and make sure you're maximizing the insulation that you can have there. I realize it may be a narrow space, but doing those sorts of things will help make the place more comfortable. So good luck with that house and that project, and we're glad you're getting a lot out of the show. Take care.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on this spring weekend, let us give you a hand so you can get that project done and get back to enjoying life. I mean, we all enjoy doing home improvement projects, but maybe sometimes you just want to sit and watch a game. You do you. Coming up, what should you do when your next DIY project is creating a useful space to do all those other projects? Well, we're going to share tips on putting together a great garage workshop when the Money Pit returns. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to unlock your home's potential? Well, why not dive on into the Money Pit podcast and get expert tips to turn your house into a home and tackle any home project with confidence. Follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, guys, are you thinking of sprucing up your outdoor living spaces for spring? It's the season to do just that. And if you've got a concrete patio or porch that's part of that project, we've got a great product to give away to one lucky listener.
That's right. We've got the Spreadstone Decorative Concrete Resurfacing Kit up for grabs. It's pre-mixed. It's factory tinted. It goes on super easy. You do not have to be an artiste to make this look amazing. You just roll on those coatings, and you've got a beautiful new stone surface. You can check out the five amazing colors at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. For $155, that can is going to cover about 100 square feet of space. But it's yours for free if you get on the air with us and we draw your name out of the Money Pit hat.
That's right. We've got one kit from Dice Coatings going out to one lucky listener. So call us right now with your questions or post them to the website at moneypit.com/ask.
Lori in Missouri's on the line and needs help with some speckling. What's going on?
Well, I have, it's that popcorn ceiling.
Yep.
And I'd like to know an easy way that's not so messy to remove it. I want to have a flat ceiling.
Unfortunately, you can't do that without the mess. Because you're going to be quite a messy project. There are a couple of tricks of the trade that will help you, though. But let me kind of walk you through this. The first thing you need to do is to test it for asbestos, because you want to make sure that there's no asbestos in that sort of popcorn material. You can pick up an asbestos testing kit at most home centers and major hardware stores, or you could use an outside lab. It's not terribly expensive. Once we know that it's not asbestos, then your first option is kind of what we call the wet scrape. And what you do is you start with kind of like a 1 gallon garden sprayer, a garden pump sprayer, and you spray that popcorn material very lightly. You don't want to overspray it, but you want to kind of saturate it and let it sit for 10 or 15 minutes. And then you should be able to take a spackle knife or a putty knife and simply scrape off that ceiling. Go slow, start in a small area, make sure that it has absorbed the water. And once you've scraped that entire ceiling, you can kind of take a survey of the job, because I'm sure you missed some spots. And, of course, the second option is to do that, but do it dry. And it's totally doable, meaning it's been done, though, with varying levels of success. It's not totally encouraged. Because if you do, of course, have any asbestos, obviously you can't do it. If you have lead paint, it's a problem. It's much easier for stuff to become airborne, so it's a very, very dusty way to go. Now, there is a tool that's available that kind of helps with this, and one is called a popcorn ceiling scraper. It's actually a vacuum attachment. It attaches to your shop vac or your wet-dry vac. And as you sort of pull it across that surface and the debris scrapes off, it goes right into the vacuum. And then there's another one that Homax makes that's just like a very, very wide scraper, kind of like, think of it as like a 10 or 12 inch wide spackle blade. And that can help you with the project too. But, you know, if your desire was to try to do it, in a way that was less messy, it's just not going to happen. By nature of the beast, it's going to be very messy. And then Leslie, once that stuff is down, you know, she's probably not going to have a perfectly clean ceiling as much as you would have if it was brand new. But I think you do have to prime it before you're painting it, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I was going to say, when you're scraping, try not to, like, gouge too deeply. You don't want to damage the ceiling any further in the process to give you more stuff to repair. But a primer is going to be really imperative. You know, latex primers are available. You can get ones that are oil-based. You can get a Bin or a Zinsser. You really want to sort of seal in that surface. And then always go with a flat paint on the ceiling. And make sure you get ceiling paint, because that's just going to adhere more nicely to a ceiling since it is over your head. And it does have a little bit more thickness than a regular wall paint would. But after that, I think you're going to be super happy.
All right. I appreciate it. My husband's laughing at me.
He's laughing because he's not going to do it.
Well, if you enjoy doing DIY projects, having a dedicated space is essential for getting things done efficiently. But if you've got a garage, that space can easily be transformed into a functional workshop without breaking the bank. We're going to share tips on how you can create a garage workshop in just a weekend, including proper lighting, all for under $500.
Well, the first step is to get a sturdy workbench with a solid top. You basically want to aim for a bench that's about 24 inches deep and about 38 inches high. Now, some come with drawers and even have adjustable height tops to suit your comfort level. I mean, for me, I prefer a taller workbench to avoid backaches from leaning over the work that I'm doing. But you can buy a ready-made bench for just a couple hundred bucks or build a simple one yourself in less than a day for about $100. And if you want to really make it a comfortable space, just add a cushioned floor mat right in front of that bench where you'll stand as you work on your projects.
Now, bright lighting is crucial for your work surfaces. High-intensity LED shop lights are excellent for task lighting over the workbench, and these lights are many times brighter than the old fluorescent shop lights that they're styled after. You want to aim for 130 to 150 lumens per square foot of workspace when you're planning your lighting.
Now, you also want to make sure your workshop has sufficient electrical service with enough outlets and capacity for your power tools. Place outlets near your workspace to avoid using extension cords and causing tripping hazards. And think about upgrading the 20-amp circuits for better performance of your tools.
Now, effective storage solutions are essential. You want to plan what items you need nearby, what can be displayed openly, and what should be kept behind closed cabinet doors. Modular storage systems offer flexibility in arranging the shelves, the bins, and hooks to kind of really suit your specific needs. And many garage storage systems are also available for convenience. For larger tools and supplies, you can use sturdy stackable plastic bins with lids. So you kind of have to get creative and really figure out what you need to store where.
And lastly, if you're going to be using the workshop during the winter, think about some heating options for comfort. There are a lot of affordable electric heaters that are available to keep your workspace cozy during those chilly project times. And in fact, we've got a guide to buy garage heating on MoneyPit.com that you'll probably find very, very helpful.
Ellie in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I just recently moved to Florida, and the house I bought, the water softener is broken. Because I believe it's because they had it outside the home. Every other house in my community has them in the garage. And mine, they, for some reason, the water line is on the opposite side of the house than the garage. So it would be, I believe it would be a major thing to have the water line brought from one side of the house to the other so I could have it inside. And Sears tells me that I can have it put outside, but you have to have some kind of protective covering. Lowe's tells me that they don't sell any that go outdoors. And a private plumbing company is telling me that they have one that sells the boat to put outside specifically. And other people are saying you don't even need one to go, don't even bother the expense. So I don't know what to do.
So, first of all, the question is, do you need a water softener or not?
Right. I mean, I looked online, and, you know, I see the pros and cons.
Right. Well, I mean, if you're accustomed to a water softener and you eliminate it, you may find that you don't like that experience. You certainly could bypass the water softener just to see if you like the water. Is the water city water?
Well, it's not well water, so does that mean it is city water? I don't know.
Yeah, it's city water. If it's city water, you probably do not need a water softener.
Well, I don't think it is city water because people in Ocala, I think they told me that they don't need it. They have city water. I could be wrong. I'm not sure. But everybody in this development says you need it.
Ellie, the first thing you want to do is figure out if you've got city water. If you do, it's going to be treated. If you've got well water, then you do need probably a water conditioner as well as to have the water tested to make sure that it's safe. And that's something that should be done on an occasional basis. Now, in terms of the enclosures, given the fact that you're in Florida, we're not concerned about freezing pipes. I wouldn't be too concerned about putting it outside. I wouldn't want to have it enclosed. Now, how do you do that? Well, you either use one that's rated to be outside, and perhaps the water treatment company, the plumbing company, has one that has such a certification. It's designed for interior or exterior use, and that's fine. And if not, you're going to have to construct something or have something constructed or perhaps pick up a small shed or something of that nature where the equipment could be protected from the weather. But I think the first thing you need to do is determine whether or not you need it and determine what kind of water supply you have. If it's well water, get it tested. You can even have the hardness tested. You'll know exactly what you're dealing with. And if it's city water, then I think you can try bypassing the system you have right now and see if you like it. I hope that helps you out. Ellie, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we've got Chris from Tennessee on the line who just put in a new septic tank and needs some help with the yard work. What can we do for you?
Yes, we had some people to come and put our septic tank in about 5 years ago, and the yard looked great when they got done with it. Now we got a bunch of sinkholes and a bunch of hills in the backyard, and I just want to know the best way to fix that without messing up the septic tank and messing up the water line and stuff.
So is the distribution field in the area where all these sinkholes are and this depression?
Yes, sir.
So you got to be really careful because you don't want to put any heavy equipment over that because you can crush those pipes. So you can add topsoil on top of that, but I wouldn't go over it with anything heavier than a wheelbarrow full of dirt.
Okay.
And so I would fill them in by hand, and I would rake that out, and I would reseed it. The good news is that it will probably grow quite nicely being over the septic field, but I would be careful not to put anything heavy equipment-wise into that area because you can crush the pipes, and then you're going to have a bigger problem.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, cooking and gardening do go hand in hand, and now more than ever, more people are choosing to grow their own pizza gardens. It's fun for everybody, especially the kiddos. We're going to dig in just ahead.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger. And the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline.
Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flat Line and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
com/book.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, here's a quick tip. You know, we did a roof replacement recently on a house that we own, and because of that, we ended up having to re-side part of the house because when taking the shingles off, things got kind of messed up a bit, and we really need to replace a few shingles. The problem is that the siding is cement and asbestos. Now, Leslie, I know your house used to have that, if I remember right. And my new house has it, and I'm happy with it. I don't see any reason to take it off. It holds paint really, really well. It's outside. The asbestos is inside of a cement binder. But try to find replacement shingles, that's a problem.
Yeah, good luck.
But now, I did find that there are fiber cement shingles that are available that look exactly like the old-fashioned asbestos. So I was able to buy two bundles of those, paint them white to match the house, and now I've got a few new shingles on it that look just like the old ones.
Oh, that's pretty great. Good find.
Jim in Illinois is on the line with some drafty windows. Tell us about your money pit.
Well, I have a historic old home. It's over 100 years old.
Okay.
And it has all of the original windows and glass in it.
All right.
And they are, needless to say, very drafty. So I was trying to figure out a way that was fairly cost-effective closing up those drafts.
So if you want to keep the original windows, then you essentially have to work with what you have. So adding weather stripping is really the limit of what you can do with those. I will say that if you've got one that's really drafty in a room that maybe you don't need to open the window, there is a product that's called temporary caulk or weather stripping caulk. It's basically a caulk that's designed to go on clear, and then in the spring you can peel it off. It comes off sort of in a rubbery strip. So that's also an effective way to seal a window that you're not going to open. But remember, you're kind of sealing it shut, so you got to be careful not to do that in a bedroom or a place where you need to have emergency egress. Now, if you want to replace the window, you could look at different manufacturers that make very historic windows. Marvin, for example, is very good at this. Anderson is good at it as well. They make windows that fit well into a historic building. And then, of course, you've got all the modern conveniences that are associated with that. I think that you would find, you know, obviously huge energy differences, not only in the drafts, but also in the solar heat gain in the summer, because I'm sure there's nothing stopping all of that heat of the sun from getting in to those windows. And if you have new glass that's got a low E coating, it's going to reflect that heat back out. So weather stripping, liquid weather stripping, or temporary caulk, or window replacement, those would be your options.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jim. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, a pizza garden is a fun way to get the whole family involved in gardening. Plus, it's a great way for parents to sneak in some veggies. So here's what you need to know. First of all, let's talk about the space. You don't need a lot of space for your pizza garden. A 4x4 area is pretty much perfect. You can even make a circle and mark off the areas in wedges for more fun, like a pizza pie. Get it? Now, those raised beds are going to work wonderfully for this type of garden. You just have to make sure that the soil is well mixed, drained, and then ready to go.
Next, it's time to pick your tomatoes. Now, tomatoes are the key to pizza sauce, so they're definitely a must. Roma tomatoes are the choice when making sauces. Now, if you're going to go for the small, compact pizza garden in, say, a 4x4 area, you probably only need one plant. And I always surprise Leslie when we plant our garden, and we always buy the tiny little seedlings from the garden center, and they look so lonely at that moment, right? There's so much room around them. And, man, 3 months later, 4 months later, you can hardly see through it. It's a complete forest of plants. So Remember, they're going to grow. They're going to get big. Next, it's time to pick your peppers. You're going to want to choose a bell pepper plant or two and also a banana pepper plant. Choose early varieties and make sure they are good choices for your growing area.
All right, next, you want to spice it up because really, what's a pizza without the spices? It's just boring. I mean, pizzas are Italian in nature, so that means basil, parsley, and rosemary. Now, you can plant one or two and, you know, use them fresh or dry, whatever you want. You just snip off what you need, and then, of course, that plant just keeps growing. Now, don't forget onions. Onion bulbs are quick and easy to plant. They can be harvested as green onions, or you can allow them to develop into bigger, full-size onions. And, of course, you're going to need those onions when you're making your sauce for the pizza, so you definitely have to grow those.
Now, once everything is planted in your garden, you're going to be delighted at how much fun it is to see your pizza garden growing. What a great project to take on with kids, too, right?
Frida from Ohio is on the line with the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi. My radar, I'm in a radar range microwave. It's mounted above my stove. And on the bottom, the down light that shines down onto the stove, the light bulbs in that keeps burning out. And I have to replace them about once a month. And they're getting expensive.
What kind of light bulb are you using? Just a regular incandescent?
It's like the R11, the little appliance bulbs, 40 watt.
And is this a fairly new problem, this once a month burnout, or has it been going on for a long, long time?
It's getting worse. I mean, we've had the microwave in here. It's probably about 16 years old, or wow, give or take.
Yeah, that doesn't really owe you any money. That's pretty old for a microwave appliance. You've pretty much reached the end of a normal life cycle. In fact, I'm kind of surprised it lasted that long because it's been my experience that the microwave ovens that are mounted above ranges don't last nearly as long as a countertop microwave because the additional heat from all that cooking has the effect of sort of wearing on those components. Typically, when you get a bulb that burns out quickly, it's either because you have a loose connection, you have a loose ground, or you have a problem with the voltage that's going in there. Sometimes, depending on what's happening with the power company, you could be getting, say, more than 120 volts. You might be getting 125, 130 volts sometimes because there could be something that is bad down the line with the power supply, the quality of the power supply. So if you have extra volts going into those lights, that is one of the first things that tends to show it. It's kind of like the canary in the coal mine. You know, when the lights start to go burn out frequently like that, it could be an issue with the voltage. So have you been thinking about a new microwave?
Not really.
What I would suggest is at this point, you really need to have the voltage tested. So I would call the utility company and ask them to meter the voltage going into your house. And see if let's eliminate that as a possibility. If that is okay, the second thing I would check is the plug that it's actually plugged into. I'd check the outlet to make sure it's properly grounded. And if it's properly grounded, then I think you've exhausted the two things that are the easiest to fix. And at that point, you might want to think about replacing the microwave.
All right. That sounds good.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, cleaning tips and tricks for those overlooked spaces in your home when the Money Pit returns.
Live in the Money Pit.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in a red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on at your Money Pit? Give us a call so we can help make your house the best home on the block, because that's what we kind of like to do. We'd love to make your home completely stand out, you know, from enhancing that curb appeal to creating the perfect indoor oasis. Every single episode of the Money Pit podcast is packed with actionable insights that's going to make your home improvement dreams a reality. Be sure to subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and then embark on your journey to home renovation success.
Well, this time of year, we're all spending a lot of time outside enjoying the beautiful weather. But if your concrete porch or patio needs an update, we're giving away a great product that can help. It's from Dice Coatings, and it's the Decorative Concrete Resurfacing Kit.
Yeah, and it comes in five great colors. It goes on super fast, super simple. You don't have to be an artist. And it's going to make a surface of your concrete that's super attractive, but also really, really durable. You can check it out at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. We've got one can, which will cover about 100 square feet of space, up for grabs.
That's going out to one listener drawn at random, so make that you. Reach out to us with your questions now at moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Gary in Virginia is on the line and is dealing with some odor coming from the sink. Tell us what's going on.
We do have a problem in the bathroom. I'm not sure where it's coming from. I don't know whether it could be trapped gases or whether it could be... I don't think it's anything in the water because it's just in the bathroom. But a lot of times when we take a shower, you know, get out and, now if we get dried off and everything and leave the bathroom and come back in, it's a terrible odor in there. It smells like, you know, kind of like a sewer, I guess, maybe.
Right.
But, I mean, we've had our septic pumped out, last year and it, you know, it's not that, but, and it not only happens in the shower, it can happen in the, like if, we use the tub or sometimes if we're at the sink, you know, like we shave you, if I shave or something like that and finish up, it's like it comes up through the pipe, but it doesn't happen every time. It could happen twice a week. It could happen no time.
It sounds like something we call biogas. You get bacteria that will form in the drains and in the traps and in the fittings around there. And the bacteria itself has an awful odor to it.
Yeah.
So what I would do is I would take the trap apart for the bathroom sink because you can get to that. I would use a bottle brush and scrub the heck out of all of that. I would put it back together and fill the entire trap with oxygenated bleach and let it sit. I would do the same thing for the bathtub. I would take the drain cover off. I would use a bottle brush to get down there and scrub the insides of those pipes, and I would fill those with oxygenated bleach and let them sit because the bleach is going to kill those microbes, kill that bacteria, and that should make a difference. If it is biogas, it smells terrible. And
but why would it do that at
you know, every time.
Well, sometimes it's more active than others is all I could say. But, you know, it depends on a lot of things, including the air pressure in the room. You know, if the room happens to have a lower pressure because of other things going on in the house, you know, it may draw out or not. So that it's probably there all the time. It's just that you don't smell it because of the airflow.
Yeah, what we've had, you know, a plumber look at it, and, you know, he's just, he can't find the answer either. So, you know.
Well, I think if you Google biogas, you'll see that there are a lot of folks that have the same issue, and this is how you solve it.
Right. All right. I appreciate your help.
Well, did you know that your washing machine might not actually be washing the germs out of your family clothes? Here's what happens. Over the years, washing machines can become contaminated with fecal bacteria, and that potentially can leave millions of germs behind in your laundry. Even worse, it might even be possible that the viruses linger on clothes and potentially affect those who come in contact with them.
Well, that's just gross. Thank you so much, Tom.
My job.
Well, always. We always learn something nasty, but here is how you fix it. Now, to kill any viruses or bacteria, first you want to wipe the washer door, those washer door seals if you've got a front load, with a solution of 25% bleach and water. Now, unless white streaks are your thing, you've just got to be careful not to spill it or have it come in contact with the clothing. And next, then, you run that washer without clothes in it using just hot water and 1/2 gallon of bleach. That bleach is going to sanitize the machine and all of the plumbing components involved, and that's going to kill any viruses or bacteria that's been left behind.
And finally, be sure to select the extra rinse option to make sure all the bleach is cleaned out before the next load.
Jennifer in Texas is on the line and needs some help with a flooring project. Tell us about it.
We are planning on laying hardwood in our home. We have a two-story home, and I'm wanting to know if it is better to lay each plank the same direction, upstairs and downstairs, or can we switch it up?
Generally speaking, you want to go in the long direction of the room. So in other words, you want the boards to be parallel to the longest wall. I would not switch that up because it's going to look odd, don't you think?
Yeah, it makes the room seem bigger.
Oh, okay.
Now, what kind of hardwood floors are you putting down, Jennifer? Are they pre-finished hardwood floors?
Yeah, it's the snap and lock.
Okay, so it's an engineered floor. So make sure they're parallel to the longest wall. And remember, nothing is square about a house, so
yeah.
measure the center of the room as determined by the center point between the walls, and figure it out so you don't end up with like a sliver of hardwood floor on the end.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, checking now for little leaks in your plumbing system can save you a flood of money in the future. We're going to explain when the Money Pit returns.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Bucking by the river, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house, whether you're working inside or out, whether you got a repair, a big fix, a decor dilemma, reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Mark in New Jersey wrote into Team Money Pit and says, I'm upcycling some accent pieces we had in storage for my living room, but I'm struggling with putting them together. Is there a secret? Isn't it so fun when you kind of discover your own prop closet and you're seeing like, ooh, I know I've had all these things forever, but look how fun it can be when I group them a little bit differently or put them together in unexpected ways. So I kind of always go with the rule of keeping things in odd number groupings. 3, 5, 7, you know, it's just, I don't know. It always feels better when it's just an odd number. And I'm looking at their shape, their sizes, their colors, the finishes. I like to mix it up. I like to keep things in different, you know, sort of similar tones, but different ways of representing that color. So again, if the finish is different, if the sheen is different, something, anything. And then I kind of group them together. Something tall, something medium, something small. You know, you don't want three things of the same size. You kind of mix it up. And the best way is to just kind of play around. Remember, you can do lower arrangements on a coffee table. You can add something taller against a wall. You can also layer things. If you've got like a large piece of art, no one says you have to hang it on the wall. You can kind of lean it and then put a large vase or urn or something with it. You just kind of have to play. I'm also super happy to put the puzzle together for you if you want to send us some pics.
All right. Dante says he has a leak in his garage. He says it's a slow leak during heavy rains where the garage meets the house. He was told by a roofing company that flashing was never placed beneath the shingles against the house. He's wondering what the best sealant would be to stop the leak for the next few years until he gets a new roof. All right. So I would say you don't need a sealant here. I'd say it's easier to make this flashing repair because the sealants applied on top of a roof are simply not going to last. They look like hell, by the way, because they're just like black, plasticky, tarry-like patches. They dry out quickly, and you end up putting more and more and more on. So I would say that add the flashing now is not a terrible job, depending on what kind of siding you have. I'd rather see you do that and be good to go than just try to nurse this thing along for a few years. Just doesn't make sense.
All right, Dante, good luck with finding that leak.
Well, even a tiny water leak can cause a lot of damage over time. If you've got a spare half hour, you can easily check for leaks in and under all the sinks in your home. Leslie explains how in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, a little leak can add up to a lot of cash.
Yeah, it sure can. And here's the best way to check for leaks in sinks. You want to turn each faucet on and run it full blast for a minute or two. Then, with a bright flashlight, you want to inspect the drain under the sink. If no leak is spotted, close that stopper and let the sink fill up until it hits the overflow. But do not walk away during this part because some faucets can fill the sink faster than the overflow can drain it, and then you're going to end up with a lot of water everywhere.
So stick around for this part and pay attention. Now, after that water has been running through the overflow for another minute or two, you want to check the drain under the sink again. If no leak is spotted, your sink is good to go. You can move on to the next sink and repeat. Now, for toilets, you want to pour a bit of food coloring into the tank. Wait 20 minutes and then check the bowl to see if any of that colored water has leaked through. If it has, you need to replace that flush valve. This way you're going to stop flushing your money down the toilet. I mean, it definitely is a good way to know if you've got a leak in the toilet. And I'm telling you, replacing that flush valve is super duper duper easy, and there's a ton of great videos online as well.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, stone walls are synonymous with strength, but a poorly built wall can crumble in no time at all. We're going to share tips on how to build a stone wall that will stand the test of time on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.